So Bill English ran smack into his first major bit of Beltway bother yesterday when he got dragged into the Todd Barclay saga over the dismissal of an electorate worker. Barclay left a dictaphone apparently recording in his offices, which caught conversations between staff. That is, of course, illegal. Former staffer Glynis Dixon laid a complaint with the police, but they found insufficient evidence to do anything about it. Enter Bill English, who had brain fade as to whether he knew about the recording.
Well, I can't recall where the story came from.
But later in the day, this...
In that statement, I said to the police that Todd Barclay had told me that he had recordings of his staff criticising him.
Ever since the allegations emerged, of course, Barclay's denied any wrongdoing, but after Bill English made his police statement public, there was the mea culpa.
I've read Mr. English's statement to the police and accept it. The period in question was a very stressful one. I shouldn't have been as specific in my comments to the media today about the allegations. I'm sorry if any of the answers I gave this morning were misleading in any way.
So what now? Political commentator Matthew Hooton's with us on this. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this Beltway or a real scandal?
Oh, it can be both. It certainly was the worst day that he's had as Prime Minister so far, as you just highlighted there. He said one thing in the morning and a totally different thing in the afternoon, and that is a disastrous look for a Prime Minister. And too many more days like this, and we'll be getting a Labour-Green Harawira-Maori Party government or something like that. So they have to sort this out quickly.
So English is the problem in the sense that it's hard to believe that this is his old electorate. These are people he knew, and you don't forget things like tape recorders and payouts, do you?
Well, I can just accept that he didn't remember exactly who told him about all this first. All this has been swirling around, to use Helen Clark's old phrase, for a long time. But perhaps he should have gone back to his police statement before talking. I think the police have a decision to make now about Todd Barclay. They said they didn't have enough evidence to proceed on this. Whereas we've just heard, again, you just played it, Todd Barclay saying that he accepts the Prime Minister's statement to the police. Mm. So that's something that the police are going to have to consider whether they reopen their investigation.
What can the party do to him? Deselect him?
Well, the party can't do much at all. National is a democratic party. It's not as democratic as the Greens, but it's certainly more democratic than the Labour Party. There's two rules that people should look at if they're interested in this. One is Rule 115, and that's the procedure by which the local electorate can get rid of the candidate. It doesn't look as if that would be successful. Todd Barclay has the support of the committee. But there's also Rule 116, and that is where the board of the National Party can step in. But it's not straightforward. There has to be due process. They have to meet him. And I think this is why the Prime Minister needs to be and probably is being quite cautious, because it's a really big deal to deselect a candidate, to try and throw them out of your party. National knows this from the situation with Winston Peters in the early 90s. Look what a debacle that was. Bill English knows personally what a debacle it can be if you start speaking out and trying to get rid of an MP, because he had that scrap with Maurice Williamson that led to Bill English losing the leadership. So it's no good Bill English or Stephen Joyce, you've got on later, saying, I think that Todd Barclay should step down. I think he should resign from Parliament. But if he says, well, I'm not going to, it just makes them look more stupid. So probably deep breaths are needed. And a few days need to go by and see what more newsroom has about this guy.
Good on you. Matthew Hooton with us this morning.